Are you traveling to foreign countries for work? Do you have clients or colleagues abroad that you'd like to communicate more easily with? Then you should learn to speak a new language and make your business better. Living Language Business courses provide you with the most useful phrases, vocabulary, and cultural tips for business. Try a Living Language Business course for free by using code WSJ2016 at checkout. Visit livinglanguage.com/business to get started.
Straight ahead, we go to the very top of the national security chain to get the skinny on how to fight cybercrimes on a worldwide scale.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And if this year has taught us anything, it's that we're fighting cybercrimes on a worldwide scale. At the Wall Street Journal's CEO Council about the challenges of fighting cybercrimes, Admiral Michael Rogers, he's the director of the United States National Security Agency, discusses just how concerned we should be about state actors like North Korea and the overall power of nation-state actors in the cyber world.
The challenge in this problem set is the fact that the set of actors is so large and so diverse. Probably, depending on what source you want to use, from a cyber defensive standpoint, probably 60 to 65% of the total activity we see of concern is criminal. It's not nation states, it's criminals. It's individuals looking to access systems for access to personally identifiable information. Think about social security numbers, think about credit card information, because they sell it and they use it to generate revenue. Criminal activity includes theft of intellectual property. We see criminal groups, you also see nation states doing this, but you see criminal groups penetrating networks to steal information that they think they can sell to someone because they think there's value there. At the same time, you also have nation states who you find are engaged in actions designed to penetrate the networks within the commercial sector. And then you also find individuals sometimes and groups who are brought together for specific purposes under a specific ideology or focus that brings this very disparate group of disconnected people. It's one of the things, if you take a look at the anonymous model, for example, they will harness the power of the World Wide Web to bring together people with little previous common interaction, knowledge of awareness of each other, but they will coalesce. They will bring this wide group of geographically dispersed individuals who will coalesce around a particular issue. And then they'll harness that interest to a specific outcome. Hey, let's do the following because we're all united by the idea we don't like this particular policy and we have seen anonymous engaging activities against nation states, companies, individuals. There's just this wide range of actors out there. I wish I could say, hey, you only got to worry about one particular type, but it doesn't work that way.
Admiral Rogers goes on to discuss what the government is doing to prevent hacking and the breaches in cybersecurity.
We're trying to make life harder for hackers, quite frankly. We're trying to harden systems. We're trying to increase the level of knowledge. We're trying to increase capabilities both in the private sector and the government. We're trying to deal directly with a host of nation states around the world and engaging with them in terms of what's acceptable from our perspective, what is not. We are using the legal tool, for example. We have used indictments against both PRC and Iranian individuals arguing, hey, look, we're so serious about this and we're trying to send you a very clear message. We are prepared to use multiple tools and multiple capabilities that are within our toolkit, if you will, to design to drive you to change your behavior. You've seen, I think I'd have to say on the Chinese piece, the conversation that led to the presidential summit in September of 15, a little over a year ago, where the two presidents, Xi Jinping and President Obama, came out and said, hey, look, we agree that we will not use cyber as a tool of the nation state to gain economic advantage. That had been one of our biggest issues with our Chinese counterparts. We certainly acknowledge nation states will use cyber as a tool to generate insight and knowledge about what is going on in the world around them. But in the U.S. system, we do not then take some of that knowledge that we acquire for intelligence purposes and turn to our private sector and say, here's what the fifth generation fighter that nation X, Y, or Z is building. This is what you're going to have to compete against. This is what you got to design a better fighter for. We don't do that. That is not the way the U.S. structure works. That is the way in some nations, though, and we raised this with the Chinese, for example, saying this is totally unacceptable. We were able to reach an agreement with each other there. I thought that was positive. You've seen the actions I mentioned that we've discussed with the Iranians. We took a very different action with the North Koreans in response to the Sony hack, for example. We indicated, we publicly acknowledged the activity. We publicly attributed, this is the President of the United States came out, we publicly attributed the activity to a particular nation, in this case, the North Koreans. And then we talked about, we are going to take an initial response to this in the form of an economic peace. We put sanctions against both individuals and a couple particular entities, portions of the Korean government. And we highlighted to them very publicly, this is an initial step. If this does not change your behavior and we see continued actions directed against the United States along the lines that we've seen directed destructively against Sony, we are prepared to take additional action at the time and place of our choosing. That, knock on wood, seemed to have had a positive effect. But my key takeaway would be there's no one size fits all here. Every single nation, every single group we're dealing with, we make a decision based on the particulars of the conduct. And then we decide what's the best way.
For more on the Wall Street Journal's CEO Council, please check out WSJ.com. That wraps things up for the tech news briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.